This shir is Masechet Pesachim, Daf Samach Tes, and we will begin on Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis, 20 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Mabrei Deravina Kula Shat Avios V'Tanisa. Remember, the Ravina would fast the entire year, Levam Mitzarta Uporio Amali Yom Dikipurim, except for Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. Atzeres, he didn't fast on Atzeres, because it was Yom Shenet Mabat Torah, it was the day the Torah was given on it. Purim, Yimei Mishtav Simcha Ksiv. Amali Yom Dikipurim, the Tanei Chiba Rab Midifti, the Pasuk says, V'nisim Esnaf Shaseichem B'tisha L'chaydish, you should fast on the 9th of Tishrei. And the question is, V'chivitisha Misanim, do we fast on the 9th? Haloi Vasiri Misanim, we know that we fast on the 10th of Tishrei. The 10th of Tishrei is Yom Kippur. Eloi Malacha comes to teach us, Kala Oichel V'shoysa B'tisha Ba, whoever fasts on the 9th of Tishrei, on Erev Yom Kippur, Ma'al of Akosov Kilmasan Shiva Siri, it's as if he fasted both the 9th and 10th of Tishrei. So the Rishonim explain, how did Mabrei de Ravina fast the entire year on Shabbos, on Yom Tovim? So some of Rishonim say that it was a Tanis Chaloyim that he fasted. Others say that he was so involved in learning, and because he was so involved in learning, he fasted. And yet others say that it's not on Shabbos that he fasted, it's rather that he fasted on every Monday and Thursday. And that nether he had made, that he would fast every Monday and Thursday, was so strong that no matter what happened, he never was mevatel that nether, except for this situation. The Mefarshim discuss, as we just learned, that there's a chiv to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And firstly, the Rishonim point out that this chiv that we're discussing of eating on Erev Yom Kippur has nothing to do with the other chiv we know of being Taisus Yom Kippurim, that a person has to add and begin Yom Kippur already in Erev Yom Kippur. As Rashi points out, that we learn from the Pasuk, or Bechar Shebekatzer Tishbais. And the way most Rishonim explain this mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, because a person has to prepare himself on Erev Yom Kippur to fast. And like the Rosh says, it's even more than that. We're showing by eating on Erev Yom Kippur how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and that although he told us to fast on Erev Yom Kippur, at the same time he's worried and tells us to eat on Erev Yom Kippur so that we should be able to have enough strength to fast on Yom Kippur. The Beis Yosef says that the reason we have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is that really on Yom Kippur we should have a Suda, because Yom Kippur is a Yontif, it's a day of Mechila Slicha V'Kapara. However, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us in the Torah that we have to fast on Yom Kippur, so we make the Sudas Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur. And that's why in the Halacha it's very strongly indicated that there's a very significant difference between the Suda HaMafsekis on Erev Yom Kippur and the Sudas HaMafsekis on Erev Tishbav. The Sudas Erev HaMafsekis, Erev Tishbav is eaten sitting on the floor. You're not allowed to eat in a group. You have to, so you shouldn't bench b'mezumin, because it's avelus. The Sudas Erev Yom Kippur is a Sudas Mitzvah. The Gemara says that in Erev Yom Kippur, we have to eat meat, and we have to have guests to make sure that they have what to eat. In fact, the Mishnah says that Erev Yom Kippur is one of those days that if an animal is sold and its mother was sold, and the halacha is that you're not allowed to shecht a mother and its child on the same day, on Erev Yom Kippur we have to notify somebody who comes to buy the baby that the mother was sold, because we can assume that the animal was going to be slaughtered, because everybody eats a Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. As we're learning now, it's such a mitzvah. However, the Paiskim, the Magen Avraham, says that this halacha is only relevant on the day of Erev Yom Kippur, not on the night before. And it also says in Shulchan Aruch that Erev Yom Kippur, we even learn less. Why do we learn less on Erev Yom Kippur? Because there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The Paiskim discuss if this chiyuv of eating Erev Yom Kippur also applies to women. For as we know, generally the halach is women are potter from mitzvah seishas man grama. Women are potter from mitzvahs that are connected to a time, and this is a mitzvah seishas man grama, it's connected to Erev Yom Kippur. So the Paiskim Ksav Sofer says that women are mechuyev to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, because he explains that for two reasons. Number one, as we just learned in the Gemara connects the chiyuv of eating on Yom Kippur to the chiyuv of fasting on Yom Kippur. And as women are mechuyev to fast on Yom Kippur, that's why the mechuyev to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Moreover, he says, as we've been explaining, the reason we have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, according to most Rishonim, is in order to be able to fast on Yom Kippur, to prepare ourselves for the fast. So certainly women also have that obligation. But not a shaila is, what about a person who chas v'sholem will not be able to fast on Yom Kippur? He knows he's ill or other reasons, and he will not be able to eat on Yom Kippur. Does he have a chiv to fast on to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? If we say that the chiv of eating Erev Yom Kippur is a chiv, it's a mitzvah that the Torah tells us, so he too should have to eat. But if it's only in preparation for Yom Kippur, he shouldn't have to eat, because he's not going to be fasting Yom Kippur. The Steichemet discusses this, and the Steichemet says that certainly such a person has a mitzvah to eat, because every person has to live with the amuna that Yeshua's Hashem keheref ayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help us and save us in a moment. And even though it looks now on Erev Yom Kippur like he won't be able to fast Chas V'Shalom on Yom Kippur, he has to believe and hope that he will be able to fast. And therefore, even if the entire reason for eating on Erev Yom Kippur is for preparation for Yom Kippur, he should prepare for Yom Kippur in the hope and the amuna that he will be able to fast on this year Yom Kippur. But Rav Moshe says in the Tshuvas that although we're learning there's a chiv to eat on Yom Kippur for preparation for Yom Kippur, there is no chiv, Rav Moshe says, to take pills or medicines to be able to fast. For a person who without these medicines will not be able to fast, the Torah does not require that of us. The Torah requires us to eat, to act in the normal course, not have to do something else which is extraordinary. Rav Yosef b'yoyim d'tzar t'omer. Rav Yosef on Shavuos used to say, "Avdali igla telsa, prepare for me a third born calf." We always explain that igla telsa means either it's the third calf born to its mother, which is the best, or it's a calf which is a third grown, which is in its prime. Omar, he used to say, Ilav hayoyim d'kagarim, if not for this great day of Shavuos, kama Yosef ikka b'shukah, there are many Yosefs in the market. What makes me greater? What makes me greater is the fact that I learned Torah. And Shavuos, which commemorates Kabbalah HaTorah, therefore such an important yontif to me. Igla Tilsa, they say, is because the Torah was given in three parts, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, to a nation of Klal Yisrael, which is divided into three Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the third child, Aaron, Miriam, and Moshe. The Mefarshim all discuss, Rabbi Yosef, we know, was the great Onov, and here we see that Rabbi Yosef is saying, and he's boasting how great he is because he was Mekayim the Torah. And that's what makes Shavuos so special to him. So Mefarshim explain many terutzim. One terutz is that Rabbi Yosef, we know from throughout Shas, was a Sinai, was a person who remembered his learning. The Gemara says that the reason there is Shichas HaTorah, that people unfortunately forget what they learn, is because the Torah was given b'yoyim. It was given in public by day, and therefore there was an ayin hara on the Torah, and people forget their learning. So Yosef says, Ilav ha-yoyma, if not that the Torah was given b'yoyim, by day, there are a lot of people, everybody would have remembered their learning. The fact that it was given by day, that's what makes me unique. Another pshat is that Rabbi Yosef, as you know, throughout Shas, was unfortunately blind. And he was a broken, sick person. But we know that halacha is luchais v'shivrei luchais menachem b'aron. Not only were the luchas put into the aron, but even the shivrei luchas, the broken luchas. So here we see the respect that even a person who is sick must receive. And that's what Rabbi Yosef was referring to. He says that although I'm sick, I deserve respect, just like the shivrei luchas were in the aron. Others explain that, again, because the fundamental question is that Rabbi Yosef, we know, was such a modest person, and here we find him speaking in such a boastful way. What Rabbi Yosef was really meaning to say was that I am not a great person, and what would have ended up with me, I don't know. The only thing that made me into a great person is, and not to be a person of unacceptable behavior, is the fact that we receive the Torah, and the Torah has that ability to make a person better. Others, Farshim, explain the halach is that a Talmud Chacham has to be treated differently. A Talmud Chacham should not be in the shuk, in the marketplace. He should be in the yeshiva learning. So he says, look at my wonderful life. Ilav hayoyma, if not for the great day of Kabbalah Torah, I would have just been another business person like every other business person. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and I'm spending my life in that Torah, that's why I am successful. Others explain, Ilav HaYoyma, that the day that Rabbi Yosef is referring to is the day of Shabbos. As we know, that Torah was given on Shabbos. So he said, Ilav HaYoyma, if not for the great day of Shabbos, that helps us learn Torah and accomplish in Torah, Kama Yosef Ike B'Shukah, the many other Yosefs in the Shuk, what would have made me greater? Rav Sheshes Kotlos Yoimim Mahadalei Talmudei. Rav Sheshes would review all of his learning every 30 days. V'toli V'koi B'Ibra D'Dasha V'Omar. And he would stand and lean on the bolt of the doorway and say, Chador Nafshi, Chador Nafshi, rejoice my soul, rejoice my soul, L'cho Kroi, L'cho Tnoi, for you I have learned, for you I have studied. And the Mepharshim explained that what's this double lotion of Chador Nafshi, Chador Nafshi. Some Mepharshim say it's referring to Tarish Shebeksav and Tarish Shebapeh. Others say it's referring to the part of Torah that we have to learn, and the others to the part of Torah that we have to actually be mekayim the mitzvahs, fulfill the mitzvahs, and yet others explain that it's referring to Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. So from here it seems that the person who's happy, Rav Sheshes was happy from his learning for himself, l'cha, for myself. Ask the Gemara, any we learn from Rabbi Lazar, il mole Torah lo neskayim shemayim v'aretz, if not for the Torah, the world would not have a kiyum. Shenemar, im loy brisi yoyim v'layla, if not for the Torah of day and night, chukah shemayim v'aretz lo samti, the world wouldn't stand. Answers the Gemara, mikara ki avid inish, at the beginning when a person learns, adata the nafshi kovid, he learns for himself. But after, and that's not to keep the world going. It's only afterwards that his learning is what keeps the world going. The Mefarshim, of course, are all troubled in trying to understand what this Gemara means. The simple pshat is that just like we learned in this previous Gemara, that Rabbi Yosef was a sick, blind person, and he still learned Torah, so too Rav Sheshes was a blind person, and still he learned Torah. And what he was also saying, that he constantly had to review his learning since he couldn't see the Sfarim anymore, and he still continued learning. The Ben Yehoyada points out what pshat that he was standing by Ibrid Dasha, by the doorway. So he quotes a pasuk. The pasuk says in Mishlei, Hadelef Tisav Atzira, the door is on its hinge, Va'atzal Mitasai, and the lazy person is on his bed. So he explains that what is that pasuk teaching us? The pasuk is teaching is like this. When you have a door, if it's laying on the floor and you want to pick it up, it's impossible. It could be a very heavy piece of wood that cannot be picked up. But if the door is hung on its hinges, then anybody, the weakest, short, smallest person, can open and close the door. Even a child. The same thing is with Torah. At the beginning, Torah is very difficult. But once a person begins to learn, Hadelev, as long as you're not an otzal mitasoi, as long as you're not a lazy person laying on your bed, then you could have success in learning, and you could open the gates of Torah just like you could open up the door, just like anyone else can open up a door. The Tzlach says that really what the Gemara could have answered is, as we mentioned a moment ago, that Rebbe Sheshit was blind, and since he was blind, he wasn't mechuyif to learn. And where is there a concept of loibrisi yoyim v'layla, the limud ha-Torah keeps the world going, explains the Tzlach? That's not just referring to Kabbalah Torah, says the Tzlach. Rather, it also refers to every day our learning keeps the world going. And since Rav Sheshit was blind, he wasn't mechuyev to learn Torah anymore. That's why he learned for himself. But the Poskim, the Mefarshim, all point out again, as we said, that the concept of Ibra D'Dasha is that Rav Sheshit always felt that he was at the beginning, he was at the door, he was at the beginning of his learning. And with that, they explain the Pasuk that David HaMelech says in Tehillim, which we say in Hallel all the time, Pischuli Shari Tzedek. A person should always realize that Pischuli, he's only at the opening of the Shari Tzedek, that he's never has yet accomplished what he has to. And by saying that, and by having that approach to his learning and to his Avodas Hashem, David HaMelech tells us what will be his schar, what will be his reward. Zeh Hashar LaHashem Tzadikim Yevoyuvo. He will be zoicha to come back into the Shar HaTorah, into the Shar with Tzadikim, people, Talmidei Chachamim, who learn Torah, and Mekayim and Amekayim Mitzvahs come. And the Al-Shech explains, we say in Krishma, L'man Yirbu Yumeichem B'vei V'neichem Al Adoma Hashanit B'Hashem L'Aseichem Kimei Hashamayim Al Ha'oretz. Says the Al-Shech, sometimes Chas V'Shalom there's a gzeira on a person that he will not have long life, but through learning Torah a person can be zoicha L'man Yirbu Yumeichem V'mei V'neichem, that he can be zoicha to long life. You know why? Because Kimei Hashamayim Al Ha'oretz, as we just learned in the Gemara, the person who learns Torah is the person that keeps the Shamayim Va'aretz, that keeps the world going. A person who keeps the world going will be Zoicha L'man Yirbu Yumeichem V'neichem, to long, healthy life. The Gemara yesterday mentioned the Rabbi Yeshua's opinion in the Machloikas that he mentioned with Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yeshua held that Yomtif, Simchas Yontif, is a mitzvah, and even though Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah, a shvus may not be performed on Yontif, so too a shvus can't be performed to be Mekayim Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer disagreed. Amar Rav Sheshis, Udamai the Kamer Rabbi Lezer Nami Yontif Rishus, because Rabbi Lezer held that Yontif is also Rishus, it's like Percha. We can ask a question, Oma Yontif Shehita Ba Melacha Shel Rishus, if on Yontif a Melacha Shel Rishus is Mutter, Lo Hita Shvus Shima, Shvus is not Mutter on Yontif, Shabbos shlehitaba ela malacha shemetzva. On Shabbos, only a malacha that you're obligated to do is mutter. And it didn't shleitata shvus imoy. Certainly, we can't be makel on a shvus. So ask the Gemara, even if Rabbi Lezer disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Lezer holds, not like Rabbi Yeshua, that Yontav is still, the Yontav is a reshus, in Rabbi Lezer's opinion, the Rabbi Yeshua's point is still valid. How could he prove, just because if in Yontav we're not allowed to do a shvus, then a Shabbos we certainly should not be allowed to do a shvus, Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says you can't bring a proof from the fact that a shvus may not be prepared, done on Yontav, that you're not allowed to do a shvus on Shabbos. Because shvus, the mitzvah, odifly. Here we're referring to a shvus that's involved in doing a mitzvah. You're doing it in order to be able to bring a carbon. And therefore, we could be makel on a shvus, even though it's Shabbos. And the Sefer Orachama explains what is the basis of the machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. He explains that we have discussed many times the concept that when something may be done on Shabbos or on Shabbos, is it hutra or dechuya? Is it mutter entirely or is it dechuya? We have to do what we have to do, but we have to do it at the minimum. Rabbi Lezer, says the Sefer Arachama, holds that Shabbos is hutra. It's completely mutter. And since it's completely mutter, we're allowed to do the melacha, and we're allowed to do any necessary shvus along with it. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua holds, says, he explains, that Shabbos is the chuyah. And Shabbos is the chuyah, we only do the minimum. Tanya, Om Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, the Bryce is not going to quote the discussion between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. Om Rabbi Lezer, Omali, and what reason, why should I aser a shvus? Why should I prohibit a shvus? In dochu machshirei mitzvah shlacha shchita sa Shabbos, if after the shchita we're allowed to do something which is only a preparatory act, certainly the savlei mitzvah, even though the mitzvah was already done, lo yitchu machshirei mitzvah shlifnei shchita sa Shabbos, certainly machshirei mitzvah that are before the shchita may be performed. So Rashi explains, the machshirei mitzvah that we're referring to here is the michui krovov that we explained yesterday, that after the carbon is brought, we're allowed to do michui krovov, we're allowed to clean the intestines, which is a shvus. So if the shvus may be done after, it certainly shvus could be done before bringing the animal, cutting the warts. And Tosfos, however, explains that what the Gemara here is referring to is not the michui krovov. The Gemara is referring to hekta chalovim, that we explained also may be brought after, may be done after the shechita, even though it's not an essential part of the mitzvah. What is the basis of the machloikas between Rashi and Tosfos? So Rabbi Chanan Vassman in the Kovet Shiurim explains, according to Rashi, the definition of a machshirim is anything that's not part of the actual mitzvah. And therefore, michui krovov, which is not part of the actual mitzvah, is in the category of machshirim. Tosfos, on the other hand, does not view machshirim based on its being part of the mitzvah or not being part of the mitzvah. Tosfos' definition is it something that I could have done before Shabbos or not something I could have done before Shabbos or after Shabbos. So therefore, michui krovov, I couldn't have done before Shabbos. It has to be done after the shechita. That's when I have the intestines available. That's why it's not called a machshirin according to Tosfos. However, hekta chalovim, which was explained yesterday, could be done after Shabbos. That's what's called a machshirin. And yet, the Gemara says it could be done, it could be brought after Shabbos. It could have been done after Shabbos, and it's done on Shabbos. The Sfasem asks, though yesterday we learned that the reason the hekta chalovim may be done on Shabbos is not because of the concept of machshirin, but rather the reason is because chaviva mitzvah b'shata. So here we're learning something, a different explanation according to Tosfos. Says the Sfasem, that's what Tosfos will say is the explanation of chaviva mitzvah b'shata. A mitzvah in its time is so important that even though it's only a machshirin, it can be done on Shabbos. And again, the Orachama using the same line of reasoning that we explained before, explains the machloikas of Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Kiva the same way. Rebbe Lezer holds that doing a carbon on Shabbos is hutra, is completely mutter. Since it's completely mutter, so says Rebbe Lezer, before the mitzvah, I have the heter. So certainly, a machshirin before the mitzvah is more of a mitzvah than the machshirin after the mitzvah. Whereas a bekiva like Rabbi Yeshua holds that Shabbos is only the chuya, and therefore, before the mitzvah is accomplished, there is no heter. It's only after the mitzvah was done, that's when we can continue doing the mitzvah, but that has no bearing on before the mitzvah. Amalai Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says, Damali, why do I have, what point, what's my point? In doch machshir mitzvah shlacha shchitas Shabbos, if machshir mitzvah a mutter after the shchita, shvei dosa shchitas Shabbos, as we just explained, because the shchita already was permitted on Shabbos. Taime yitchu machshir mitzvah shlofnei shchitas Shabbos, that has no bearing on machshir mitzvah from before the shchita. Shvei dosa shchitas Shabbos, shchita was not yet doicha the Shabbos, we had no yet reason and right to override Shabbos. Dava Acher, another explanation. Shema Yimotzei Zevach Posel. We have to be concerned that if we're going to allow you to do these preliminary acts, these Machshirei Mitzvah, maybe then when I'm going to shech the animal, it'll turn out that the animal was treif. V'nintze Mechalik Shabbos L'freya, so I did the Machshirei Mitzvah for no reason. Ihochi, ask the Gemara, if that point is a valid point, Mishchad Namilay Nishchad, we should have no right to shech the animal. Why? Because we always be concerned, Shema Yimotzei Zevach Posel, that maybe the carbon will be posel, v'nintze Mechal Shabbos Mefreya, and the person is being Mechal Shabbos retroactively. We're not concerned with that. So, obviously we're not concerned with that. So says the Gemara, what happened here was this, Ela ha'amalei bereisha. First Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Lezer that we have to be worried that the carbon will be posel. Rebbe Lezer said, if you're worried that the carbon is going to be possible, and that's why you're telling me that machshirin are not mutter, then shchita should not be mutter either. So obviously that line of reasoning doesn't work. Then Rebbe Kiva offered the argument that there should be a difference between machshirin after the mitzvah, which are permitted, but not machshirin before the mitzvah. And Rebbe Lezer holds that machshirin even before the mitzvah are permitted. So Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah, the proof could be from Hazah, that although the Hazah is a mitzvah, and it's awesome at Rabbanan, still you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer answered that on the contrary, if Shechita is mutter, Hazah is certainly mutter. And Rabbi Kiva then said just the opposite, that maybe if Hazar is Asar and Shechita is also Asar. Tanya. So the Gemara speaks about this dialogue between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. Amalei Rabbi Lezer, Akiva b'Shechita hishaftani, Akiva, you have answered me regarding Shechita, b'Shechita teimis Asai, you will die through Shechita. And the Rishalmi explains why was Rabbi Lezer so sharp with Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Lezer, says the Yishalmi, for 13 years, without ever having said anything. This is the first time Rabbi Kiva said something, and Rabbi Lezer was very unhappy with what he said, and that's why he reacted so strongly. And of course, he did not mean, Chas v'Sholem, to curse Rabbi Kiva, but Rabbi Nissen Goyim says that, Kilos Chochem afil t'nahi bo, when a Talmud Chochem, Tzadik, says something, even if he didn't mean it, it happens. And that's why we see that Rabbi Kiva died with Taka, a death of Masrekah Shabazel, he was slaughtered. Amalei, Rabbi, Al Tak Breini B'Shas Adin, do not argue with me what you have already taught me. Kach M'Kablani M'Mcha, I already learned from you. Hazar Shvus Hi, that Hazar is a Shvus, V'Nedoichas Shabbos. And therefore, I don't understand what you're saying, Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Lezer, that Hazar is mutter on Shabbos, Erev Pesach. Ask the Gemara, v'chim achadu agmerei, if Rabbi Lezer actually did teach this halacha to Rabbi Kiva, my Tamaka Hadabe, why is he now retracting and saying that it's Mutter Amu'ula? Rabbi Lezer ki Agmere, when Rabbi Lezer taught the Halach to Rabbi Kiva, Hazar the Truma Agmere, he taught him that a person who wants to eat Truma, but he's Tame, so he has to have Hazar, that Rabbi Lezer said Hazar may not take place on Shabbos and Yontif. Why? The Truma Gufa Leidach Yishabbos. Truma itself, what do you call it, is does not override Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mafresh Truma on Shabbos. Ask Taisus. Maybe you should be allowed to be mafresh Truma on Shabbos with this reasoning. Answers Taisus. There is no reason to be allowed to be mafresh Truma on Shabbos because you could always be mafresh and eat the Truma after Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Nami, so Rabbi Kiva also ki oisvei, when he asked him the question, hazar the truma oisvei, he asked him from truma, and he asked him shehi mitzvah, there is a mitzvah ki truma, and therefore there's a mitzvah to have the hazar v'hi mishum shvus, and it's a shvus, and you said it's awesome, for who sava, and what Rabbi Lezer thought was that hazar the pesach kamais of late, that Rabbi Kiva is asking him about Hazar the Pesach and telling him, when didn't you permit Hazar and Pesach? Didn't you asser? Didn't you prohibit Hazar and Pesach? And that's when Rabbi Lezer got angry because he had never prohibited Hazar and Pesach. Masav Rava. So Rava asks, how could you explain that that is the explanation of the dialogue between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer? There's a braisa that says, Heshi Rabbi Kiva v'Oma. Hazar Tamis Meis Tachiach. The Hazar of a person who became Tami with a Meis. Shechal Liyash Riyashalai B'Shabbos Uber Pesach. That if the last day of the Tara process on Shabbos Ere Pesach, she mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to be have Hazar. V'mishun Shvus. And the only problem is a Shvus. V'ena Doichas Shabbos. And it's not Doichas Shabbos. So we see that Rabbi Kiva, when he was talking to Rabbi Lezer, was not talking about Hazar of Truma, like the Gemara thought. He was explicitly talking about Hazar of Pesach. El Vadai, says the Gemara, Hazar the Pesach Amorei. He was teaching him about Hazar the Pesach. Ask the Gemara, if that's Taka the case, that Vichimiacha, the Agmorei, if Rabbi Lezer Taka had originally said that Hazar is not Doicha, my Tamaka Parak Rabbi Lezer, why is Rabbi Lezer arguing? He himself agrees that Hazar is not Doicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Gemara es Akalei. Rabbi Lezer forgot his learning. Vos Rabbi Kiva let Kuri Gemara. Rabbi Kiva wanted him to remind him of his learning. And that's why he tried to remind him, didn't you tell us that Hazar of Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos? Asked the Gemara of Nemelei Behedya. So why did Rabbi Kiva tell him explicitly, you Rebbe, you said Hazar is Asur, why are you now saying it's Mutter? Says the Gemara, Savalav Arich Ara. He felt it was not respectful for him to speak to his Rebbe that way, to say you forgot what you said. So Mefarshim asked that we find many times in Shas that Tanoim, Rabbi Yosef forgot his learning, and his Talmidim tell him you forgot. All of a sudden here we're worried that he will be offended. So Mefarshim say there's a difference why somebody can forget his learning. If somebody, chas v'shalom, forgot his learning because he got ill, reminding him is not so offensive. But if somebody just forgot his learning and you have to remind him, Rebbe, didn't you teach us this learning? That is more offensive, and that's why he had to say it in this fashion, in this more derech eretz digger fashion. Vazor maitama. So now that we established that Hazor may not be done on Shabbos, Vazor maitama oidachi Shabbos, what's taka the reason it may not be done on Shabbos? And the Mefarshim explained that the question is even according to Bekiva, that holds more chumerdig, more stringent than Rabbi Lezer. But if it's only a shvus, why should it be aser? Michti, tiltilish ba'almahu. It's just carrying something, titcha Shabbos mishum Pesach, so that Halacha should override Shabbos in order to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Amar Rabba, so Rabba tells us the reason why it's Asr is Gzeris Shem Yitlena V'Yavirena Abba Amas B'Shus Rabbim. It's also because we're concerned that the person may carry the water Dalar Amas B'Shus Rabbim. Ask Tosfos, how could they ever be concerned that this person will carry the Hazav water? The person is Tamei, and if he carries the water, he'll make the water Tamei. Answers Tosfos, the concern is that he'll carry the water in a utensil that is not Mekabel Tuma, and there's no concern that he'll make the water Tamei. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer Navri, according to Rabbi Lezer, he should be allowed to carry it. Dam Rabbi Lezer, Machshirei Mitzvah Deichel Shabbos. According to Blazer, anything that's done to prepare ourselves to do a mitzvah overrides the Shabbos. So even if he should be allowed to carry it. Amri, so they answered, Hani Mila Heicha de Gavra Gufei Chazi. When is there halacha, the Machshirei Mitzvah, a Deicha? That's when the person is able to perform the mitzvah. Vrami Chuvya Alei. He has an obligation. So that's why, in order to fulfill his obligation, we allow him to do the mitzvah and the machshiri mitzvah. Aval hocham, the gavra gufei loy chazi. Here, the person is tamei, so he's not fit to do the mitzvah. Therefore, loy rami chiyuvelei, there's no obligation on him to do it, and therefore, Rabbi Lezer will agree that machshiri mitzvah may not be done, even machshiri mitzvah may not be done, even a shvus. Omer rabbis, Rabbi makes an observation. The divrei Rabbi Lezer, Kottenbari, a child who's healthy, and today Shabbos is the eighth day of and the day to do the Mila, the halacha is mecham lechem. We should be allowed to heat water for him on Shabbos. Lavroisoi ulamayil b'Shabbos, in order to strengthen him and to allow him to have a bris on Shabbos. Dachazilei, because he's fit to have the bris. However, Kotten chayla, a child who's ill, we should not be allowed to warm up water to make him strong to be able to have the bris. Because he anyway is not obligated because he's not fit for the bris. Amarava, I don't understand. You're saying he's a healthy child. If he's such a healthy child, why do you have to cook water off for him? El Amarava, what must we say? Hakel Choylen Eitzel Mila. All children are considered sick regarding a bris mila, because the mila is an operation. Echad katan bari, vechad katan chayla, whether he's a healthy child or a sick child. And therefore, ein mecham lecham l'avroisel l'moyel b'Shabbos, we can't cook up water to strengthen him for the mila on Shabbos, to lechazi, because he's presently not fit, because hakel chaylam eitzel chayl mila. And that's why Rashi tells us that the only time water may be cooked up is if there was water already prepared from before Shabbos. But if there was no water prepared from before Shabbos, we would not be allowed to warm up that water on Shabbos. Eisvei Abaya. Abaya asks a question on Rabbi Lezer. Oral Shlomo, the halacha is that an oral that does not make himself have a mila in order to have to be able to bring the Karman Pesach, Onish Karis, he's Mechuyiv Karis for not bringing a Karman Pesach. Dear Rebbe Lezer, ask the Gemara, for Hocha, Gavri Gufalei Chazi, the person's not fit, he's an Oral, Viktani, and yet we say, Onish Karis, that he has a Chiyiv Karis for not bringing the Karman Pesach. Alma Rami Chiyuvelei, so we see that even though the person is not fit, he's an oral, he still, since he can rectify that problem, he's considered fit. So the same thing should be regarding the person who has to have hazar, that, what are you saying, he's a gavra d'loy chazi, because he didn't have the hazar, but since it's rectifiable, he should be considered a person that's fit, and rami chiyuvelei. Now Rashi here makes a very important statement, the Mechitz Chinuch points out. Onish Karis, B'shvil shayi royal sakin mevav shas mizman deshchitas haPesach ulamala. So Rashi points out, why is this person oral considered fit? Because when the time for bringing the Karman Pesach comes in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, he could have a mila. So Rashi seems to say that when is there a chiv? Only when the mitzvah is here. That now is the time to have a mitzvah. Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and he could, even though he's an oral, he could rectify it by having a bris. What about the fact that he could have a bris before that? That, according to Rashi, it seems says the Minchas Chinuch, would not be a factor. Because says the Minchas Chinuch in explaining Rashi, the only time we have to prepare for a mitzvah, it seems according to Rashi, is when the time of the mitzvah is here already. There is no chiyuv to be thinking about the mitzvah, it seems according to Rashi, before the time of the mitzvah. Which is a very big chiddush, because we know by all mitzvahs, dalaminim. You can't get dalaminim on Yontif, you have to prepare them before Yontif. You can't make a sukkah on Yontif, you have to prepare it before Yontif. So Michas Chinuch says the Rashi will agree that a mitzvah has to be prepared before the zman of the mitzvah. But as far as Onish Koros, that's where Rashi's pointing out there would not be an Onish Koros only if you could have done the mitzvah by the zman of the mitzvah and you didn't. Amar Rava. So Rava differentiates between Hazar and Mila. Kesav Rebeleza holds, Ain't Shaykh to Vizarkin al Tamei Sheretz. We're not allowed a Shaykh to come in Pesach, and somebody became Tamei with a Sheretz, who we explained previously only requires Tefillah and Herav Shemesh, and is already Tahar. So if today is Erev Pesach, and somebody is a Tamei Sheretz, so by tonight he'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Still holds Rebelezer, we don't bring the Karban Pesach on his behalf. And like the Rishonim point out, which it's relevant to our Gemara, the same would be a person on the last day, on the seventh day of his Tahara process, if it was a Tamei Meis. And we know the halacha is, Kol She'ila B'yachad Nitcha. Any time where, if we were dealing with an individual, he would have to bring a carbon and Pesach Sheni, B'tzibur Avdi B'tumma. As we explained yesterday, Tumma Hutra B'tzibur. If most of the Klal Yisrael are Tamei, they could bring the carbon Pesach B'tumma. So, if everybody in Klal Yisrael, or the majority of Klal Yisrael, were in a state of Sheretz Tumma, there's no obligation to purify themselves. They could bring the carbon Pesach as is. Says the Gemara, another rule regarding the Karban Pesach, that any obligation that the Tzibur has, the Yochid has. The Kom Milsa the Leisa B'Tzibur, but obligation that the Tzibur doesn't have, Leisa B'Yochid, the Yochid doesn't have. So now the Gemara makes the point in differentiating between Orla and Azar. Arelis, the Ilakilu Tzibur Arelininu, by Arelis, if most of the Tzibur are Arelim, Amirin Lahu. There is no heter for if most of the tzibur are a reilim to bring the carbon pesach that way, because what we tell them is kumam mula nafshaychu v'avdi pischa, go have a bris and make the carbon pesach. So that's why yochid nami aminin lei. So by yochid too tells us Rebbe Lezer kum mula v'avdi pischa, you have to have a bris, and if you don't make the bris and you ignore bringing the carbon pesach, yichayif karis v'loy mal v'ovid onish karis. Tumma, however, they call it tzibur t'meinenu. By tumma, if the majority of the tzibur were tamei, loy madin alayu, we would not do hazar. We would just bring the Karban Pesach b'tumma, el avdi b'tumma. Yochanami potter, the yochid is also potter. So that's why there's a difference between an orla and hazar. Amalei Rav Huna b'reidu Yishu l'rava v'rei Pesach sheni. Let's look at Pesach sheni. The leisa b'tzibur v'isa b'yochid. There is no halacha of Pesach Sheni by the Tzibur. It's only by Yochid. So we see, but didn't you just say that the Tzibur and the Yochid travel together? Amalei, Shani Hasam. You can't bring a proof from Pesach Sheni. The Avalei Tzibur Barishin. You know why there is no din of Pesach Sheni by the Tzibur? Because they already brought the carbon on Pesach Rishon, and they were obligated to. That's why they don't have a dinner Pesach Sheni. But it's nothing to do with traveling together. Meisvei asked the Gemara from the following Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Yochol lo yenish karis. I would think that a person who neglects to bring a carbon Pesach would not be chav karis. Elisha yitar, somebody who was tar by the time of the carbon, v'shalahayu b'derech rechayka, or he wasn't far away. He's mechuyev karis for not bringing the Karban Pesach. Oral with Tamei Sheretz v'shar kol tameim. How do we know that they also are chayev karis if they didn't bring Karban Pesach? Tamalayim v'ho ish. The Torah adds the extra word Vayish that teaches that these people are also Chayiv Koris if they didn't bring the Korban Pesach in time. Now, explains the Gemara. Midakom had the Tamei Sheretz. Why is the Braisa singling out the Tamei Sheretz? It must be the Braisa is teaching us that ain't Sheretz Zorkin Tamei Sheretz, that even though we can't Shecht or do Zrikas Adafa Tamei Sheretz, if the halacha is that you could perform the Korban Pesach for Tamei Sheretz just like for anyone else, lam ledurale, why would they have to single him out in this brisa? Hainu tor, he's the same as a tor. Obviously, since the brisa does speak about a Tamei Sheretz and does teach us that he's mechuyev koris for not bringing Korban Pesach, it must be that the Braisa holds that it's not permitted in the Korban. He has to wait until Pesach Sheni. Still, the Braisa tells us that if he doesn't take care of Korban Pesach, at least by Pesach Sheni, he'll be Mechuyev Koris. So we see that he has a Chiyev to purify himself. And we don't say that since he's a Gavr de Loichazi, and by Tzibur, he wouldn't have to purify himself. A Yochid also not. Alma, Afak Avdelei Chazi, even though he's unfit, Chiyuvelei, he has to make himself fit. Afak Avdelei Sebetzibur, even though that halacha doesn't apply but Tzibur, because a Tzibur could bring the carbon betoma, Yisib Yochid, the obligation does apply by a Yochid. Elamar Rav Lezer, Ksava Shoichtem Vizarkan Tamisheretz. You know why Rav Lezer holds what he holds? Because he holds we Shecht Karim Pesach even at Tamisheretz. Or Huadin, or in the tummy mace on the last day of his purification process, that by night he'll be able to eat. So if so, we should be allowed to do hazah, so he should be able to eat. Says the Gemara, hazah l'may. What's the entire purpose of the hazah l'achila, in order that he should be able to eat the Korban Pesach? Achilas psachim l'im akva, the eating of the Korban Pesach is not essential to be mekayim the mitzvah. So since he will be able to mekayim the mitzvah without hazah, that's why Rav Elazar tells us you're not allowed to do the hazah on Shabbos. Omele Rav Ada bar Ava l'Rava, im kein, if so, nimtza pesach nishchet shloi l'achloi. Because here we have a situation of a person who can't eat the Korban Pesach because he's tamei, and it's erev Shabbos and he can't do the hazah, and we're still bringing the Korban Pesach on his behalf. Omele Lay, so he answered him, Shloi l'oichlov, what according to him is Shloi l'oichlov mean? L'choil l'zokin. A choil l'zokin to l'oichazi can't eat at all. Aval hai michsichazi. This person could eat. T'kune d'loi m'sakin. He's simply unprepared. There's a thing standing in the way. Hazor. So, the way Rashi seems to explain the Gemara is teaching us that achila is loi ma'akfa. The person not being able to eat the Korban Pesach is not that significant. So the Yaivitz asks, we could even make the Korban Pesach kosher for him. Because as we learned earlier, the only time there's a problem of Shloi La'oichlov is if the only person or the only persons we have in mind are people who can't eat the Korban. Here, let's have in mind this person who won't be able to eat because he didn't have a Zah, together with other people who can eat. Says the Yaivitz, since the halacha is that l'chatchila we should not have in mind anybody who can't eat the Korban Pesach, that would not be an acceptable teretz. So Rashi's explanation of the Gemara, as we said, is that according to Rashi, a person who can't eat is only l'mitzvah. Tosfos takes a different approach. Tosfos says there are three examples of shloi l'oichlov. Or actually, maybe more. One is this person who's missing hazah. So Rashi Tosfos says a person's only missing hazah is not considered that disqualified, and for him we could shecht the Korban Pesach. But let's say somebody who's tamei, that's already more significant. He will be in the same category as a choila or a zaken, and for him we're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach. Similarly, says Tosfos, an oral who's a mechus maisa, do we have to do a bris milah still for him? For him, we would not allow to bring a Korban Pesach, because again, it's a significant act that's missing. Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva. So we learned in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Kiva set a rule that anything that can be done before Shabbos doesn't override Shabbos. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Kiva. The Halacha is like Rabbi Kiva. Tanan Nami Mila Kai Gavna. And we learned regarding Mila in the same Halacha. Klal Amar Rabbi Kiva, regarding a bris mila that has to take place on Shabbos. Kol malachas efshar la'asos me'erev Shabbos. Anything that could have been done erev Shabbos, ain't a doichas Shabbos. Mila, the actual mila, which today is the eighth day, she efshar la'asos me'erev Shabbos, it couldn't have been done before Shabbos, doichas Shabbos. Rama Yehuda Marav, halach Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara v'tzricha. We have to say both times that halach like Rabbi Kiva. The Ashmina gave Pesach, if I only would have known this regarding Pesach, hasam, I would say the Machshir Mitzvah loy dafer Shabbos. The Machshir Mitzvah not dafer Shabbos. Mishum d'loy nichnasu aleh shloish eser brises. There are no 13 brises set over regarding Karban Pesach. Ava mila de nichnasu aleh shloish eser brises. So it's so important. Eim alitchi. I would say even the Machshir Mitzvah a dafer Shabbos. That's why he had to tell us. V'yashmina mila. Hasan machshir mitzvah loy dafer Shabbos. De machshir mitzvah not dafer Shabbos. The like a chorus. There's no chiyuv chorus. Ava Pesach regarding Pesach. Dik a chorus where there's a chiyuv chorus. Eim alitchi. I should say that the machshir mitzvah adoicha tzricha. That's why Rabbi Kiva had to say it. That we had to tell us both times that we paskin like Rabbi Kiva. So the mefarshim will ask, how could the Gemara say there is no chiyuv chorus for mila? We know that mila there is a chiyuv chorus. So they say there's a famous machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Rambam says that a person is only chayiv chorus if he did not have a bris mila, if he lives his whole life without having a bris. The Ravid, on the other hand, holds a person is chayiv chorus every day if he did not have a bris mila. So at first glance, it seems that we have here a proof to the Ravid Shita, to the Rambam Shita, because here the Gemara is saying the mila, there is no chiyuv karis, and the simple reason seems to be because he could always have the bris later in life. So the Hatzvi explains that the machlokes between the Rambam and Ravid. He says that everybody will agree, even the Ravid will agree, that a person, just because he didn't have a bris on the first day possible, is not mechuyev karis. He has the rest of his life to make it up. What is the machlokes? And therefore, the Gemara is not a problem even according to the Ravid. What is the machlokes? Rambam and Ravid explains that Tzvi. The machlokes is in a situation where a person was amazed in not having a bris mila for a good part of his life, chas v'shalom. And then, afterwards, he was an oinus. He became sick, or any other reason, they couldn't have a bris mila. Will he be mechuyev karis or not? The Ravid, says the Hatzvi, will hold that he'll be mechuyev karis. Because even though at the end he was an oinus, since for most of his life he was amazed, he'll be mechuyev karis. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that you have to be amazed from beginning to end. And if at the end he was an oinus, even though earlier he was amazed, he will not be mechuyev karis. But everybody agrees, it says the Hartzvi, that just by not having a bris today, and you can have it tomorrow, there will not be a chiyev karis.